Our priorities are very clear from an administration's perspective: police reform and accountability, and economic recovery. We will continue on the COVID-19.
This could have been, another highly organized attack on the country.
So that means that if you were in hospice and had already been given, you know, a few weeks to live, and then you also were found to have COVID, that would be counted as a COVID death. It means
a significant proportion of people will not get this virus at all at any point in the epidemic, which is going to go on for a long period of time.
And as I say, I think this is going to be a struggle that the United States is going to be involved in for the foreseeable future. There's not going to be an end date when I'm going to say there, it's all over with.
To all of the business owners who had planned to reopen this weekend, I want to acknowledge how difficult this is for all of you. Many of you have invested significant time and resources into reopening safely.
We will continue on the COVID-19.
We have a number of reports from countries who are doing very detailed contact tracing. They're following asymptomatic cases, they're following contacts, and they're not finding secondary transmission onward. It's very rare.
Some of them will get the virus without even knowing it. They will have the virus with no symptoms at all, asymptomatic.
It still appears to be rare that an asymptomatic individual actually transmits onward.
Technically, even if you died of a clear alternate cause, but you had COVID at the same time, it's still listed as a COVID death. So
of those who get symptoms, the great majority, probably 80%, will have a mild or moderate disease, might be bad enough for them to have to go to bed for a few days, not bad enough for them to have to go to the doctor.
As Dr. Fauci has said, we don't make the timeline, the virus makes the timeline.
It's also important for people to understand that this is a long-term proposition.
We will continue on the COVID-19.
Many of you have invested significant time and resources.
Michael and I also want to acknowledge your son Jack, who's deployed today.
But from the data we have, it still seems to be rare that an asymptomatic person actually transmits onward to a second.
The great majority of people, even the very highest groups, if they catch this virus, will not die.
Everyone who's listed as a COVID death doesn't mean that was the cause of the death, but they had COVID at the time of death. I hope that's helpful.
We will continue on the COVID-19.
These 19 individuals in the United States, some of them for several years, training, preparing, getting ready for this operation.
We will continue on the COVID-19.
And we can by no means assume now that that's all there is. There may well be other operations that have been planned and are in fact in the works.
We will continue on the COVID-19.
That's the thing about this pandemic. It's been one of the greatest wealth transfers in history. And it's a wealth transfer that was mandated by the state.
We will continue on the COVID-19.
Its simplicity does in fact also speak volumes in terms of planning, creativity, ingenuity in terms of how they go about these kinds of operations.
We will continue on the COVID-19.
It's also going to require a major effort and obviously quite possibly the use of military force.